101.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley is vowing to keep on fighting for the Republican presidential nomination, even though there's virtually no way for her to win. Here's ABC's Alex Brochet in South Carolina, where Haley was badly beaten over the weekend.
Donald Trump barreling into Tuesday's Michigan primary, fresh off a 20-point victory in South Carolina.
Now there's a spirit that I have never seen.
He's now the first non-incumbent Republican presidential candidate to sweep Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. And the Trump campaign is burning through cash. Year-end disclosures showing his political fundraising committees spent more than $50 million on legal fees related to the former president in 2023.
Haley says she will stay in the race until Super Tuesday on March 5th, vowing to get out after Super Tuesday. RNC Chairman Ron McDaniel, who was handpicked by Donald Trump. When the stock market opens this morning, Walgreens will no longer be included in the Dow Jones averages. It's being replaced by Amazon. This is ABC News. A grand jury in Uvalde, Texas has now started sending subpoenas to members of law enforcement who responded to the attack at Robb Elementary School. The investigation could eventually lead to criminal charges. Lawmakers in Hungary are set to vote today on a measure that would allow Sweden to join NATO. Hungary had been the only country blocking the move. This weekend saw the first ever Florida Man Games in St. Augustine, paying homage to all of those wild and weird Florida Man stories.
James Gordon actually won the first contest, which was a race to inhale a plate of pork and sausage. But that would prove to be the afternoon's tamest face-off, as the dozen participating teams also competed in a relay that involved stealing bicycles and catalytic converters.
2, 1, fight!
Another showdown featured competitors hitting each other with pool noodles over an inflatable pool.
That's ABC's Danny New. Organizers say more than 5,000 people bought tickets to the Florida Man Games. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance. Always moving forward together.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Ethics Commission is accusing GOP State Representative Janelle Branchian and Donald Trump's Joint Fundraising Committee of evading campaign finance laws to steer money towards Robin Voss's primary challenger in 2022. They allege that they, along with others, steered $40,000 in donations to the Langlade County GOP, which they then sent to Adam Steen. The Ethics Commission is recommending local district attorneys to investigate and charge those involved with committing felonies. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval yesterday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal the UW system struck with Republican leaders in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Margaret Muggs E. Schmidt passed away at Aspirus Regency Assisted Living Facility in Phillips. Muggs is survived by her three daughters, Mavis Dyson of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, by Arlene Frayne of Phillips, and by Bobby Schmidt of Phillips. Further survived by her four grandchildren, by her eight great-grandchildren, and a host of nieces, nephews, and friends. Massive Christian burial to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, March 9th at St. Therese of Lisieux Church in Phillips with Father Lourdeau officiating. Visitation will be 2 hours prior to the service at the church. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Margaret Muggs E. Schmidt Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime, or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be sunny and warm today, but also a little breezy. We'll get to 55 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with some light snow by afternoon. 54 early with falling temps by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Brewers lose to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning their opener, the Brewers lost 10-3 in Arizona to the Colorado Rockies. More games today and tomorrow, and then on Wednesday, the Brewers will face the Chicago Cubs and their new manager, Craig Counsell. NBA, the Bucks with a 119-98 win over the 76ers. Before the game, the fans in Philly booing Doc Rivers, where he last coached before taking on the job in Milwaukee. Marquette with a win at home, 88-64 against Xavier. Cam Jones led the Golden Eagles with 34 points, and talked about how loud their fans got during the game.
Basically, the crowd is a reflection of us at home and even on the road. So, you know, the crowd is going to follow our energy, and Coach does a great job of, like, you know, it's about us on the court and doing what we need to do, and then the crowd will follow, and we are the best crowd that I've ever heard.
Head coach Shaka Smart.
Really happy for Cam to get 34 points on his birthday. I thought overall, really good defensive effort by our guys.
That's Marquette's Shaka Smart. with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, our wrestler Ethan Upson, the Phillips Lager wrestler, competed at the state wrestling tournament in Madison over the weekend, Division III, 165 pounds. The quarterfinal match was against Taylor Joseph of Johnson Creek, who came in at 45-6. And Johnson was able to get a pin over Ethan with just a few seconds left in the match and a fall at 5:45. And then in the consolation round, he took on Cruz Pelabicki out of Crandon, who came in at 31-12. And Ethan lost the decision in that match by a count of 4-0 to be eliminated from the state wrestling tournament. Always a great accomplishment to get there. Congrats to Ethan. Girls basketball tournaments. Boy, there were some good games over the weekend. And the sectional semifinals are set. In Division 5, the Hurley girls basketball team traveled to Butternut, and it was a back-and-forth battle. This game will be archived in just a few minutes at 98qcountry.com. But Hurley was able to come away with the victory on Butternut's home court, 58-55. And then, Hurley was the winner. Yes, 58-55, and then Hurley went on to take on Gilman. Gilman knocked off the number one seed South Shore on Friday night, 59-51. Gilman coming in as a 9 seed, traveled to Hurley and beat the Hurley North Stars 60-44 to advance on to the sectionals. So Gilman advances on, and a heartbreaking loss for Butternut in that game on Friday night. Owen Withy will be Gilman's opponent. Turtle Lake and Clear Lake advance on in the upper part of that bracket. Athens from the Merrillwood South, they came in as a 4 seed. They beat number 1 seeded Pacelli on Saturday night, and they will advance on in Division 5 to take on Pittsville. Phillips, meanwhile, a barn burner against Cameron. This game went to overtime, and Phillips eventually gets the win 79-73. And the Loggers advance on with that number 2 seed to take on McDonald Catholic. Number 1 seeded McDonald rolled to an 85-41 win. So McDonald Catholic and Phillips now will play Thursday. They're 2 games away from state sectional semifinals. This will be in Ladysmith, 7 o'clock Thursday night. We'll have that for you right here. The winner of that game will get Fall Creek, the number 1 seed, versus Regis, the 3 seed. In Division 3, girls, teams still alive from the North, Baldwin, Woodville, Somerset, Elk Mound, and Aquinas. In Division 2, Lakeland had their hands full also against Rice Lake on Saturday night, but came away with a 70-69 win. And number 2 seeded Lakeland, number 1 seeded Menominee, they will play on Thursday. That game originally was scheduled to be played in Menominee, but they're working on a neutral site for that game now, and that will be announced later today. In boys hockey, the state tournament qualifiers have been determined. Congratulations to the Tomahawk boys hockey team. They're going to state, the number 1 seed, beating Mosinee by a score of 8-2. So it'll be Tomahawk, New Richmond, River Falls, and St. Mary's Springs at the boys state hockey tournament. In the upper division, you've got Chippewa Falls, Notre Dame advancing to state along with Edgewood, and Brookfield East co-op team. On the girls' side, state qualifiers, D.C. Everest, River Falls, De Pere, and the Sun Prairie West co-op. And boys' hoops tournaments will get underway tomorrow night, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow, and we'll have coverage of the Shawamigan and Phillips boys tomorrow night. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Here we go.
What's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Turn it up. 98Q Country.
In mid-air, everywhere I wanna be, yeah. Everywhere I've ever been, everything I'll ever need is sitting right here next to me. When I wake up in the middle of the night, you holding me so tight, you're pulling me mile to mile. Sure feels good to love someone. You laugh at the way I dance, you smile when you hold my hand. I look at you and I understand. Sure feels good to love someone.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears roll.
Don't show dirt, worth every dime I spend. I was gonna
Yeah, that was before she slammed the door, said it's over, then got lost. I need one, she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fucked up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one, if you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. Another red light with a memory over in that seat. If I find one more hair tie that slipped off her wrist, one more chapstick, one more picture, I might push it off a bridge. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fucked up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up.
Facebook Marketplace, good place. All right, 26 past 7, how you doing? Monday morning, I made a determination this morning. Not a determination, I came to a conclusion that who makes what brand of tea, what tea company would make a product without a string on the bag of tea? You know, you make the water, it's hot, and then you take the bag of tea and you plop it into the water. And there's got to be a string there, right? There's got to be a string. So when you're done, you just you pull it up, you drip, 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 and then you throw it away. Well, I got a tea, but it's the non-caffeinated tea. So they figure maybe the non-caffeinated people need a little exercise. I'm not sure. But the tea is brewing, and if the coffee's brewing or whatever you got going, I hope your Monday is good for you. It's going to be warm, but it's going to be windy today. That wind out of the south. We'll see if that's a warm wind or not here in February. Although the way our weather has been going, it probably will be. 53 is our forecasted high. There is no chance of any precipitation today. The only chance of precipitation we have is tomorrow night. If you're traveling late afternoon tomorrow through Tuesday morning, or through Wednesday morning, late afternoon tomorrow through Wednesday morning, you're going to see a little bit of snow. Precipitation. And maybe an inch or two of accumulation, possibly. So roadways could get a little bit slushy on Tuesday night. Temperatures will continue into the 50s today, tomorrow. And then tomorrow's just going to be a weird day. We'll see temperatures at 55 in the heart of the day. And then by the time the overnight low bottoms out, could be close to zero. We're going to have a 50-plus degree swing in about a 12-hour time range, it looks like, for tomorrow. Temperatures swoon a bit on Wednesday, but then warming back up into the 50s again by the weekend. I hope your weekend was good. Whatever it may have been, my wife was spending a little time with some of her girlfriends over in the Twin Cities. So me and the dog, me and Billy the pug got to hang out and got a little housework done. Got a lot of house, too much housework done, I think. I don't know. I just felt the spring cleaning bug this weekend, and now my body is asking me why we were moving so much over the weekend. What gives? But got some stuff done. It was a good weekend. See, the Bucks are on track. They may be on track a little bit now. Doc Rivers, you think Doc Rivers is regretting coming out of retirement and coaching? I mean, the Bucks will be all right, I think. But he goes back to Philadelphia over the weekend. They bowl him. They boo him in Philadelphia. It's like, I don't get the booth. I don't get, I mean, I understand if you go to a game and you buy your ticket, you have a right to, you know, within certain bounds to do stuff. But I don't get the booing thing, unless the person. No, I just don't get the booing thing. I just don't. It would have to be a pretty extreme situation, I guess, for me to just at the top of my lungs just tell someone just boo. I don't know, but I guess everybody has their own agenda. But Doc Rivers goes back to Philadelphia. They boo him. You know, he tried at Philadelphia. I don't think gave him a lot there, but he tried. Boy, we had some great ball games over the weekend. We have the Phillips, or rather the Butternut Hurley game from Friday night. We've got that game archive. This was a heartbreak. I went to bed Friday night after listening to the end of that game, and I felt a little sick in my stomach, just heartbroken for the Butternut girls. They gave everything they could, and they almost had it. And then to find out, not that the opponent would have been anything less, but then you find out after the game that the number one seed, South Shore, they got knocked off. So then Gilman, the 9 seed, would have been Butternut's opponent, but Hurley played Gilman, and Gilman went to Hurley and beat him. So I'm not sure what Gilman's story is, but obviously they either got it together or someone was hurt and came back, one of the two. Because when a 9 seed comes through and knocks off a 1 and a 3, there's got to be a little bit of a story there. But congrats to Coach Sherwinski and the Butternut girls. A fabulous season. They knew that was going to be a kind of a scrappy, you know, really crazy game against Hurley. Kind of had a feeling that was probably going to be the case. And Hurley just edged them. Just got them at the end. 58-55 in that game. And for Loggers, I think just for the general basketball fan, I think this Phillips-Cameron game was a little bit more than what we thought it was going to be. Cameron, obviously, a very strong team as a 3 seed. And they took the Phillips Loggers to overtime. Foul trouble was an issue. I think Scott Heckman was saying Cameron lost like 3 of their starters in overtime due to fouls. And the depth helped Phillips, and Phillips wins it in overtime. So the Loggers will get their clash with McDonald Catholic. This is the classic battle of the smaller, scrappy team versus a taller McDonald team. So they'll play that in Ladysmith on Thursday, and we'll be there to bring you the call of that contest. That'll be right here. So we will preempt our Bucks coverage. We will mark your schedule. Thursday we will not have the Bucks game on because we're going to have Phillips girls tournament action right here and at 98qcountry.com. And also stream it on the Civic Media app. That's pretty nice, isn't it? Whenever I want to see what the score of the game is that's going on, I just bring up that Civic Media app and I click it and I listen to the game, and there it is. It's right there for you. Today's National Pistachio Day today. So if you enjoy pistachios, there you go. More of a cashew guy, but pistachios are good if that's what you're into. See, a group of teenagers broke into a luxury auto dealership over the weekend here in Wisconsin. Apparently they stole 9 cars. That's hard to hide, isn't it? 9 cars would be very hard to hide. So they got away with 9 cars. That's a big group of kids. If you're stealing 9 luxury vehicles. What do you do with those? This goes deeper into where we want to go. But what do you, the kids are going to get caught. So now what do you do? What do you do with them? If they're under 18, you know, they get a little something in their back. And that's just, when you do that as a, okay, we'll leave it alone. So they'll find them, I'm sure, and they'll find the vehicles. They'll probably be damaged. So there's a kid who is tracking Taylor Swift. We talked about this last week. He is tracking Taylor Swift's private jet, and he is posting where the private jet is on X or Twitter. Whether that's illegal or not, he hasn't been arrested, but he says he's not going to back down. He's not going to stop doing it. So if you want to know where Taylor Swift's private jet is, I guess. And he, The kid who's doing it is the only one who cares. That's crazy. Can I, hang on a second here. Hang on just a second. All right, there we go. Everything's delayed on a Monday. Let me just say this. If you have a concern as to where Taylor Swift's private jet is, if that's an obsession in your life, that's not the only issue you got going on here. This probably doesn't even make the top 10 things of issues that are going on in your life, if that's the one. All right. Man, I'm just exhausted from the weekend. I got a lot of stuff. You know, everybody has that corner of their house, and don't say you don't, has that spot in their house that you just haven't cleaned in a while. You know what I'm talking about. Behind the TV, behind the sofa, that corner in the bedroom, whatever it may be. You have that spot that just, you're just like, why should I clean that? And all of a sudden, one day, you're like, okay, I'm going to clean that. And then you go in and clean it, and you're like, oh, boy, it was pretty ugly. The dust bunnies can build up pretty fast. I hit a couple of those corners of my house in this past weekend. And, I don't know. I guess I don't, it's not one of those things where you have something that you did, or like you landscape or something, you feel that sense of accomplishment and you're like, ooh, look what I did, that sense of accomplishment. I think back to the weekend and I did that and I'm just like, all right, I'm the only one who knows this. Well, everybody else knows it now, but you know what I mean. You just like, you didn't improve anything. To me, one of the great joys of home ownership and redoing, for me, one of the great joys is when you make that decision that you're going to change the color of a room. And you put that first strip of paint on there, you go with the roller or the brush, you go, and if the volume was turned up really high on the roller when you're painting, this is what it would sound like. It would be like, yeah, it's wonderful. And then you look at it and you're like, oh yeah, this is going to be good. But to me, painting has to be a changing of a color. If I'm taking a room that's white and I'm just repainting it white, that's not my job. That's yours. I find no motivation in that. I hope your Monday brings you motivation on this 26th of February. Twice an hour, news and sports. Let's do it right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley is vowing to keep on fighting for the Republican presidential nomination, even though there's virtually no way for her to win. Here's ABC's Alex Brochet in South Carolina, where Haley was badly beaten over the weekend.
Donald Trump barreling into Tuesday's Michigan primary, fresh off a 20-point victory in South Carolina.
Now there's a spirit that I have never seen.
He's now the first non-incumbent Republican presidential candidate to sweep Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. And the Trump campaign is burning through cash. Year-end disclosures showing his political fundraising committees spent more than $50 million on legal fees related to the former president in 2023.
Haley says she will stay in the race until Super Tuesday on March 5th, vowing to get out after Super Tuesday. RNC Chairman Ron McDaniel, who was handpicked by Donald Trump. When the stock market opens this morning, Walgreens will no longer be included in the Dow Jones averages. It's being replaced by Amazon. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's tuition reciprocity agreement with Minnesota may be changed. Reciprocity lets students from one state pay in-state tuition in the other state. A bill that passed the assembly yesterday would redirect excess tuition money to the Wisconsin university they attend instead of the state's general fund. A Wisconsin Native American leader is praising state officials for helping tribal hospitals and clinics get bigger Medicaid reimbursements. James Crawford is the Forest County Potawatomi chairman. He's also thankful for the state's efforts to boost affordable housing.
This is not an easy problem to fix, but the package of bipartisan bills you passed and signed into law will make positive steps to creating more affordable housing options in our communities.
Crawford gave yesterday's State of the Tribes address. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks are back. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with another decisive win, 119-98 over the 76ers. They beat the Timberwolves over the weekend, the top team in the West. Giannis, with 30 points, went live after the game on ABC TV.
Bobby Portis was also mic'd up, and he said, the Bucks are starting to look like the Bucks again. Where would you say this identity is for this team under Doc Rivers at this point?
We got to keep on building good habits, and we just got to keep on playing hard. I think the last two games we've played hard, and that's who we are. What we don't play hard, we don't look like the Bucks. So I think Bobby's right.
The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. Baseball. Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Rockies in Arizona. Manager Pat Murphy on his advice to his young team.
I always say, prepare to play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
In girls tournament basketball last night, the Phillips Loggers advanced on to sectional play with an overtime win Saturday night as they topped Cameron. So Phillips now will take on McDonald Catholic at Ladysmith, 7 o'clock Thursday night. We'll have it for you right here, 98QCountry.com, and on the Civic Media app. And the Lakeland T-Bird girls, they had their hands full too, but they held on to beat Rice Lake by a point, and they now will travel to take on Menominee. That neutral site location is yet to be determined.
The Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show is March 23rd and 24th at the Phillips High School. Hi, this is Scott, show director. Be sure to register for the grand prize, which is a half-day fishing trip with John Carlson of Ross's Sports Shop in Phillips. There's lots of other giveaways, too. See the big displays from Medford Chrysler Center, Restore U, J&A Services, and Northwood Service Center. You can see the full lineup on our poster on our Facebook page.
To you all.
It's Naismith.
He set my world on fire. Yes, all I'm
gonna... Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
The best. 98Q Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Country Classic, Alan Jackson, at EQ Country. Hey, Complete Rain Gutter System Services, they've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Check them out. Get yourself a quote, CompleteRainGutter.com for your quote today. Beautiful day, windy today. Temperatures will be up in the 50s, mid-50s. And we're going to see that wind out of the south. So we'll see how warm maybe that wind will feel. Gusting to 20 to 30 miles an hour. We are going to get finally a little bit of precipitation. Probably tomorrow night, 5, 6, somewhere in that range, are telling us. And could be anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow. It kind of depends on how quickly that temperature drops. The temperature is going to reach 55 tomorrow, and then it's going to slide through the day. Should be below freezing by the time the precipitation hits around supper time. We could see 1 to 3 inches of snow in our area of the North Woods overnight on Tuesday night. Not going to hang around, though. Those temperatures are going to be back up into the 50s again as we get closer to the weekend. And we mentioned earlier, tomorrow is going to be quite a differential change. You're going to see about a 50 to 55 degree swing in probably 12 to 18 hours, with temperatures topping out at 25 degrees tomorrow, and then bottoming out tomorrow night at close to zero, probably, in most areas tomorrow night. Well, AT&T had a little service outage thing over the weekend. And if you're an AT&T customer, you're going to get a $5 credit off your bill. I think I should get a $5 credit on my bill because my cell service right now is not working. We've learned to be patient in the North Woods. We've learned with our phones to tap and then... Okay, there it goes. Sometimes it's better, but a lot of times it's what it is. So I'm looking at the forecast for tomorrow, the hourly temperatures for tomorrow. And I'm just kind of curious as to when the temperature is going to start swooning. So, yeah, it's going to be about 53 degrees at about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And then it will drop rather quickly. In about a four-hour span, we're going to go from 53 to 28. And then that snow flurry activity will be a part of our Tuesday night. So just keep that in mind. If you're traveling, I know we have a lot of area sports teams that are traveling. If you're headed south, that probably will be more in the form of some rain on the way to, for those of you going down to Iola, Scandinavia for the Shawamigan game. Coming back, you're going to have some snow cover on the ground tomorrow night. It's going to be there. So just keep that in mind. Be sure you have the vehicle that's got the best grip on the roadways. We'll get to all of our news. We give you twice an hour. We'll do that in just a little bit at 8 o'clock.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool. And you could say one Q making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Q's in Rice Lake is the oldest pool Q maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most Q making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
The final horse now in the gate, and they're off. First starting off with a double turn loop jump, leaving a difficult 7-10 split. There's this movement on the inside rail. Only 9 pins separate them now as they head to the final quarter mile. They're neck and neck. It's down to the last frame. Here comes the axle jump. They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Win, strike, savings, gold.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable.
Then, a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be sunny and warm today, but also a little breezy. We'll get to 55 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with some light snow by afternoon. 54 early with falling temps by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country. Let's roll away.